couldn't believe it now when I seen the number three shirt up there come last minute there. But you know, in fairness to Neely, he had great composure there and a great finish, and you know, it's great that three of us are involved there, you know, and it's, you know, we'll be proud men heading back to Donegal tonight.
Well, you say you couldn't believe it was a number three shirt. I'm sure he couldn't believe it was a number four shirt setting up the goal for him as well.
Ah, yeah, sure. You know, when, you know, I suppose as a Donegal man, you know, you're up there backing, we're backing each other all the way, like, you know, and, you know, I'm up there beside him, you know, but, you know, it's there's 15, there's maybe 17, 18 lads used there today, you know, and every single one, you know, give it everything, and for the Ulster jersey, and, you know, we just hope to see this competition going on.
Didn't look good in the second half when Munster were piling on the pressure with the wind in their backs and went 3 or 4 points ahead.
No, you know, they came out strong again in the second half, like, you know, and there was a wee bit of a breeze there with them, but, you know, we kept our guns, you know, we said at half time, whatever happens, boys, just keep going, and, you know, we stuck with it, and, you know, we suppose we had a wee bit of luck there on our side then at the end.
And it was so obvious, you know, not just from the Donegal players, but from the players from all counties of Ulster there today, that they've great pride in the Ulster jersey, and they want to see this competition retained.
Ah, definitely, like, you know, it's, you know, when you look at the panel players we had there, like, you know, for personally for myself, you know, to play the likes of Rowan Mulligan, Benny Coulter, and, you know, Kieran McKeever and these boys, like, you know, they're the best in Ulster, and that's, you know, it's a great competition, great chance for us as players, you know, to play with the best and against the best, and, you know, it's, you know, I suppose there's a lot of boys there don't have medals, you know, province medals, and, you know, it's great for them to get a Railway Cup.
And you have a serious issue coming up now next weekend. Things not going so well on the domestic front. You need to get a win against Cork next week to get your National League campaign back on track.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, you know, we're definitely looking for a win next weekend. You know, we had a bad start there. You know, we're slow getting out of the traps in both games. But, you know, Cork will come up to all to play for as well. Like, you know, and they're looking for the points. And, you know, we've 2 or 3 weeks of good training behind us now. You know, and hopefully we have the legs to get a win on Sunday.
And how important is it to get the legs of Michael Murphy back in the field?
Yes, it was great to see Michael back there at Sigerson there over the weekend, you know, and, you know, I'm sure Jim's not going to push him too hard, like, you know, he's going to take his time, but, you know, he's always, just to have Michael Murphy togged out even as a presence in the dressing room, you know, it's always a big lift, and, you know, it'd be great to see, like, Colin McFadden back as well, and Martin McInerney and a couple other lads, and get the squad together again, and, you know, push on.